Good morning. That song right there was Shark Attack by Somebody Do Something. And we did something. Somebody, you know what we did, Ben?
Bring them into the
we
studio.
We brought them into the studio, exactly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you guys want to just, I guess, introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Stop. I'm Callum. I play guitar.
Perfect.
I'm Marley. I sing.
I'm Ash. I play the drum kit.
Wonderful.
And we are all hyped for the EP tour and just all good things. Mm. Somebody Do Something. How does it feel, all these good things happening so quickly? So much is happening.
It's exciting.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
good. That's a good way to be. Yeah.
We're pumped too. So, yes. Okay, this is me outing myself, but I totally was like, who do I want in the studio? Guest lists we can finally pick. Here you are in the studio. So thanks for coming on in personally too, because I love the tracks.
It's very good.
But
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
What was the creation process like, I guess, for the EP? We'll start there, yeah.
That's a good question. Well, the creation process for all the music is kind of varied. We write, sometimes we write all together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we write, I'll play something on the piano and write some like little lyrics and a couple chords and then bring it to the band, and then it turns into something completely different.
Cool.
But yeah, with this specific EP, Callum, how do you reckon we picked the songs?
Picking the songs that we did pick and not the songs that we didn't pick.
The ones that were picked.
I think we tried to, get a bit of a sort of show some of the range of what we're doing, because we really seem to enjoy sort of hitting different angles and trying different genres, and we've got no real drive or rush to sort of lock ourselves into any specific niche yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's for when we're on the retirement tour.
That's when you do that.
For now, we're sort of happy to sort of taking wherever the sounds take us.
Mm. Very cool. I mean, you've written on your Facebook page an eclectic mix of groovy funk, pop, jazzy soul, and just sounds to make you move.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so I mean, it covers a very wide range.
Who wrote that? Was that Grace?
Yeah.
Shout out to Grace, violinist and percussionist and singer as well.
So yeah, there are six of you usually.
Yes.
So how does a group of six people, because you know, you usually hear bands of three, four, you know, but six I feel like is definitely on the larger end of things. So how does six people all get together and decide we're going to all start making music together?
Well, I have a quick side note. We are seven.
Oh, yeah, seven. That's right.
Shout out to Jacob. Secret seven.
Yes.
The dark horse.
So how does seven people get together?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a snowball effect, I think. There was a jam project which slowly morphed into something more and more that we wanted to take on the road, I guess.
Mm.
And it went from being sort of hired garage through to now we've got our bass player Grant. We're in his home studio. We make ourselves comfortable there, and we sort of found a current iteration a bit after lockdown, and then we got Ash on board just before New Year.
Mm-hmm. I'm the newest member.
Yeah.
Very cool.
He's the new guy. He's doing pretty well.
They work me hard, I tell you. Yeah.
The dark horse and me.
The other dark horse.
I make all the coffees.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
Of course, we're here with the guest list.
Yes.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air. So we'll get to your first track. How Come You Picked It? That track is Little Things
by Trinity Roots.
Yes.
Trinity Roots is just really one of my favourite things happening in New Zealand music.
Oh.
And they're sort of still happening. Seeing Nostalgia a couple of years ago, they're really still making something magical and something real. I quite like this track. It was sort of their breakthrough track. They're sort of doing, there's a hint of drum and bass there, but they're doing it with real instruments, which I think is pretty wicked.
That's cool.
Yeah. Very cool. We love that. Well, let's give it a listen and then we'll talk some more after this tune. I wipe the slate clean.
wreck your life. It's the little things, they make you mad. It's the little things really matter.
There was Little Things by Trinity Roots, picked by Somebody Do Something, who is still in studio with us.
Yes, welcome back. So, let's talk about the name. How'd you land on Somebody Do Something?
Well, originally we thought, we were really struggling to pick a name. Mm. It's a hard process, and as you can imagine, with six plus maybe seven people, six at the time, we were just, we couldn't land on anything, and we, yeah, we really battled through it. It was, like, taking way too much time during our practices as well, and it was just, like, we weren't playing any music because we were always trying to pick a name.
Thinking about the name.
Yeah.
That's great.
So then we decided we were going to call ourselves Bontempi, and then
We just shifted sidetrack. We couldn't make that stick.
Yeah.
For copyright reasons, our lawyer told us. And we've landed on Somebody Do Something, which the real fun of it, as we know in modern linguistic theory, language is use. And just the use of somebody to do something is really fun.
It is.
I agree.
It just it leads itself to a lot of wordplay, a lot of theatrics.
Yeah.
And it's a call to action. It's it just seems to invoke some kind of excitement, and I think that's a good thing in a name.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's vague enough that you can almost slot so many things into it.
Mm. Do what?
Yeah, yeah. Do what? Who's doing what? Where? You know, like there's so many questions to it, I suppose, which makes
and
it very exciting.
And your latest EP provides some answers, but not all of them. you guys are playing at Exchange Christchurch, which as well we should shout out because shout out Preston.
They played
one time.
At Exchange Christchurch.
We
missed it.
It was on June 4th. Ben's gonna leave.
Come on,
I can't miss you. But how was it?
How was the show? What I missed out on?
It was pretty fun.
A great flipping show is what you missed out on.
You're making him jealous now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, what was it like, I guess, playing it? It's a very interesting space, the Exchange,
with all
the artists in residence and stuff, but then they do have, you know, just quite a big space. So I guess what was that like for a live performance?
Well, I think Jacob would have a few things to say about it. But it's a really funky little place. It was the first time that I'd been in there, actually. Cool.
And for the band before Ash, it was sort of our first gig that was us by name, and we played that after lockdown. And so it was kind of, in some ways, it felt like a little bit like a return home. Like it's kind of our home base. We've got so many of our.
It's also where we met Wilson.
It's where we met Wilson,
who is our sax player.
Ah, there you go.
And wonderful.
So our sax player Wilson. Before we'd had him on board, we were just playing at one of the open mic jam nights at the Exchange, and it was the first one after lockdown, which is kind of weird coming back to just playing with strangers. And there was a sax player, Wilson, who was just bloody honking on his horn. It was just excellent. Then we were talking to him afterwards, like, man, like, that was just great. He was like, yeah, that's my first time playing in public in years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're like, well, hell, give him the band. And he was like, yeah.
He's like,
kind of post-lockdown and also that kind of Exchange community magic.
Yeah.
So, yes, and that's the reason I bring up Exchange as well, because I think it's a great hub and a great example of Otatahi and the arts that go on here.
Yeah, so definitely. 100%.
Can you guys talk to how much of a great time it is here for the art scene?
Yeah, we can definitely. The Exchange is like, it's a second home for me. I love that place so much and all the crew there. Even just like to go study or just to have meetings or like we've had band meetings there and all sorts. It's just a super, super inspiring place with really kind and warm people.
Mm-hmm. The exciting thing for our EP release party there was because it's an artist space and it really, they kind of let you do what you want with it. Like,
yeah.
Pretty much said like, you know, you can paint the walls if you want, just, sort of, just someone else will paint them next. You know? So we went for a sort of full sort of 60s, early 70s sort of retro vibe and made it a real sort of.
Every gig, the walls are getting like one, you know, tiny bit thicker.
Yeah.
In 4 years' time, the whole place is going to be slightly smaller from just the paint.
It's becoming a more and more intimate venue with
time. As time goes on, yeah, exactly.
Also, shout out to Theme Productions now that we're here. Yeah. If anybody needs to decorate a space in any which way, they're so great. And that's how it was 60s, 70s kind of theme mostly as well.
So cool. Because honestly, when I think of your band, I think of that theme, the 60s, 70s vibe.
Fits
so,
well.
Yeah, it does fit
well. What else is coming up for you guys? Do you happen to think you're allowed to talk about? You know, I'm not going to get, you know, you're not going to have to tell me and then kill me or something.
Well, we do have a gig coming up in July.
Woo!
31st.
Very cool.
12 bar.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there because I missed the last one.
Two of the bands yet to be announced, but that's just because they're so exciting.
Ooh. Super secret. Well, and where can we go to make sure we keep track of all information to do with somebody do something? Wow, what a sentence right there.
Facebook is probably the easiest.
Yeah.
We have presence on Bandcamp.
Oh, we love Bandcamp.
Spotify.
We love Bandcamp.
Yes. Instagram. I don't know. You name it. It's
all the places.
2021, you know?
Perfect.
Hey.
And it's all just somebody do something banned on all of those. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Expect follow and like streams very soon. It's just going to be flooding your phones.
Well, we have our final song to play you guys out with, Brain to Brain by The Datsuns. How did we pick this one?
It's just a really cool song, I think. I mean, a lot of people should remember The Datsuns from back in the days of...
Mother Flipper from Hell, and the Harmonic Generator, you know, and it's quite cool to see the Datsuns coming back and developing their sound a bit, you know, hopefully it just shows another one of our more rocky influences.
Mm, wonderful.
And if the Datsuns or Trinity Roots are looking for an opener, I'm sure we can find
I'm
time.
Sure you can fit it into your schedule.
Yeah. Squeeze it in.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for
Somebody Do Something did something this morning. They talked to us, and we'll play them out with Brain to Brain by the Datsuns.